tried to rally people and...
To create a protest that they could take advantage of?
I think, no, to attack the State Department facility.
Right.
That was their plan. Let's get inside, let's cause some trouble, just like our brothers in Cairo did.
Right.
I think that's what...
And they were Al-Qaeda affiliates, or Al-Qaeda...
I'd be careful here. I'd say they are definitely extremists.
Right.
They are definitely Al-Qaeda ideology. And we know from intelligence that some of them were Al-Qaeda affiliates, but not the whole group. So that's the first attack, right? I think that's how the first attack happens. The second attack happens, I think, with these extremists following back to our base, the people who leave the State Department facility. And along the way, they pick up some additional heavy weapons, and it's some of the more hardcore guys that do the following, and that's why that is a more of a military-style assault. And then you have that gap in time where I think they were driven away by our officers at our facility the first time, and I think they said to themselves, let's go get some heavier weapons, let's go get something that can really make a difference, and they came back with mortars, and those mortars did make a difference. I think it was played out that way.